The European Union, EU, continues to make significant contributions to Jamaica's development, arising from its commitment to international solidarity, poverty alleviation, and the growth of small developing states. In its continued thrust, the EU has launched a $68 million project to boost Jamaica's social infrastructure. The Civil Society Boost Initiative, CSBI, will be implemented by Rise Life Management Services. The CSBI aims to increase the capacity of Jamaican civil society organizations, CSOs, or non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to operate effectively and improve service delivery to their target populations. Among the offerings is an intensive training program for 10 selected CSOs or NGOs, as well as the administration of a $10 million mini-grants program to CSOs for project implementation. Executive Director of Rise Life Management Services, Sunita Maureen Abrahams, says the CSBI aims to transform the CSO landscape through 24 months of integrated actions.
CSOs that focus on the following thematic areas will be the main targets: women, children and youth, the disabled, LGBT communities, environment and climate change, vulnerable communities, and at-risk youth.
She points out that a 9-month capacity building training program for 10 CSOs will be undertaken, covering succession planning, communications, public relations and social media, financial management, fundraising, microfranchising and other social enterprise projects, basic information technology, and measurement tools for project success. A CSO capacity development handbook will also be developed to provide organizations with guidelines on proper governance and operational structures.
Other activities being implemented on the initiatives are social enterprises for marginalized women and youth through microfranchising, governance and advocacy training for community-based organizations, and environmental advocacy training for communities.
At the end of the initiative, it is expected that there will be increased capacity for sustainability and project implementation with positive impact on vulnerable communities. It is also expected that the project will contribute to a reduction in unemployment among women and youth in marginalized communities. Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort says the CSBI will encourage the creation of new partnerships between CSOs so these organizations can better promote access to social services for vulnerable and underserved populations.
Under the initiative, RISE will collaborate with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and the Jamaica Environmental Trust, JET, to implement advocacy and governance training for community-based organizations, including youth clubs in 6 vulnerable communities.
Mrs. Malahu Fort says this collective impact approach is a positive move that will improve the ability of these organizations to deliver services to the communities they serve. She notes that the program will see 90 persons being trained in the operation of microfranchise, which will provide them with the opportunity to uplift themselves and their families financially while contributing to innovation in society and economic growth.
The Seprod and Muscle groups of companies are to be commended for partnering with RISE in supporting this component of the initiative.
Meanwhile, head of the European Union delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Malgorzata Wasilewska, says the $68 million provision marks the first time that funding of this sort was made available to facilitate capacity building of CSOs.
Additionally, we see the benefits in re-granting. This gives power to smaller civil society organizations who are able to bid for smaller amounts of funds from a larger pool held by civil society organizations such as Rise Life.
Ambassador Wasilewska also states that the EU sees civil society organizations as an integral part of a well-functioning society, as a voice of the voiceless, and providing a protective canopy over the society.
This is central to the European Union's commitment to working with civil society organizations whose work, in tandem with that of the government, see to the ideals laid out in the Vision 2030.
The European Union remains Jamaica's largest provider of grant resources, which means its contributions do not add to the country's debt burden.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.